Morning Headache from Dark Carnival. Welcome to Drunk and Disorderly, coming at you with a bunch of songs about drinking. Top of the show, we had I Want a Drink from the Deviants, and after that, Drunk from Alcoholics Anonymous. On that topic, I could think of no more appropriate band than this one coming up. This is from 1991. The band is Hell to Pay. It featured the late Ian Ryland and the very much still alive Spencer P. Jones. And this song's called 2 Days Off, 5 Days On.
All right. Yeah! Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
Sandbound baby, well, I'm a demolition man. Or can grind me with your monkey, tempt me with your hands. Let's howl in the moonlight, baby, broken hearts in the sand. Look like there's no tomorrow, I'll be your Mr. Man. Why don't need you here to cry for me? Just send me black roses for a memory. For a memory. For a memory. For a memory. I class borders, baby. I'm your hot dog man. Now is the right time, maybe. Leave me if you can. Go back to Berlin, baby, with your gun in your hand. Well, I'll always think about you and our mystery plan. But I don't need you here to cry for me. Just send me back roses for a
I94bar.com.
Go to another place. This one has lost its attraction. Let's find another. This is great. We milk this situation. We'll walk down Broadway streets. We'll take a vow to meet like strangers in a friendly bar. Stay, and I suppose we'll We'll sit and drink till heaven knows. Set him up. Stay and I suppose.
presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really Bad Toupee Wearer.
Mr. Really Bad Toupee Wearer.
More than any neon sign or exploding scoreboard ever could, your chrome dome cover says, "Hey guys, look at me."
What could you be thinking?
You think it looks natural, but it couldn't look phonier if it had a chin strap.
I couldn't fool a blind man.
Made of space-age fibers, it can repel anything. Rain, wind, snow, and especially young women.
I don't think so.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Stud in a Rug. Then crack open another for that thing on your head. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Message for the rug wearers, and prior to that we had Barbecue Liquor from the Pink Fitz and an oldie from the mid-90s, This Bar, from Hitmen DTK, who are going around again these days just as the Hitmen. This is Ian Ryland, the Lab Addicts, Booze to Blame.
Just 19. You came into my life, it was just like a dream. Yes, it was. You held me close and said, "It's alright. I'll keep you
you safe through the coldest nights. I'm a drummer in a rock and roll band who likes it. I'm drunk on a train, baby, am I ever gonna see you again? I'm drunk on a chair, and no mama would ever happen. Say you're gonna be my friend, yeah. Bayswater, Midland. I'm drunk on a train, baby, am I ever gonna see you again? I'm drunk on a chair, and no mama would ever happen. Say you're gonna be my friend.
Can't say junk and stone.
Hey! Busters Big Business. in the show right. here at the Tillery Gallery.
We have boost lines, you know, on the floor, right. and so I put big stars, and so it's a big constellation.
So you appropriate something if it's already there. You,
yeah. Yes, it's placed to. It's
you
too.
Become a part of it.
Yes, I try to just transform it, but not. Just to transform it. It's not to.
Not to add to
over it. You know, it's not to. It's gone. I want to link the thing. Uh-huh. You know, it's not. I'm not recover everything like right. this. Right. I really try to be inside
right. okay.
my city.
Okay.
So and so it's quite delicate. You know,
yeah.
it's very. It's not big thing. It's quite. It's fine, little like this.
Yeah, refined, sensitive,
refined, yeah, sensitive expression.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that was a very good discussion, conversation with Aletheia. Thank you very much, Aletheia. And we'll see you later at the opening.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Sounds like. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, hello. How are you doing?
Okay, now we're sitting with your
Sun
name, sir.
Sun 7. In French, it's Sunset.
Sun 7?
Yeah, it's S-U-N 7.
S-U-N 7. So why is that? Why the name?
The name I have since a long, 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 long time when I was 13 years old.
Okay.
I was on a beach and there was a sunset.
Uh huh.
I find I don't know the gameplay funny in French, sunset.
Okay.
In English it doesn't work. It's sun 7. But I love the 7 number. It's my lucky number.
Oh, it is. Okay. So. It's a lot of people's lucky number.
Yeah.
Sunset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
your work
I'm the
is
lucky.
Okay. Okay. Now your work I just looked at and it looks very interesting. Is it all done with marker?
It's all done with marker, yeah. Okay. Sometimes I work on the glass with the acid.
Why glass?
Because I love the composite of glass. And this one, I work on mirror, so you can have your image.
Reflection.
Uh-huh. Reflection with my writings.
Okay.
So it's kind of an interpretation of your vision by my writings.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Not very well explained, but you can.
No, I get the reflection. I understand what you're talking about. But isn't that a little unusual for graffiti to work
no,
on mirror glass?
Graffiti is a lot of narcissistic, you know,
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
People put their name. Right. So there's a game with that, with you can see your face,
right.
but you're still anonymous because there's some text and there's the name, so it's about the anonymous and the reflection of the body in the mirror.
Okay, excuse me. Ready? Okay, Sun 7. I had a good friend. See, I'm out of New York, right, and the graffiti artists that were in New York 25, 30 years ago, a lot of them came to Europe. And one particular one went to France, Paris. His name was A1. Yeah. Any influence there?
I love the work of this man. He was very good.
Very good.
Okay. And too bad he's not here anymore.
Yeah. Well, that happens with most of those people. A lot of them met their end falling from buildings and bridges, tagging in New York.
Drugs sometimes also.
Yeah.
It's part of
that was their generation.
Yeah.
That generation. That's what they did. Devo, Futura 2000, who was also here in Amsterdam for a while. Okay, but your work, back to your work. What is it about the Tillery Gallery that brings you here? Is it a curated show, or is it you all know each other and you just got together? And
all the French, we're about 5 or 6. And we got a big workshop in Paris, and we work together.
Uh-huh.
And we often do a collective exhibition.
Okay.
Brussels,
oh, so you know, all of you know each other in Paris?
The 5 or 6 French people.
Okay. Okay. And you show together in Paris also?
Often.
Okay.
Okay.
What's
we do big walls together also.
Big what?
Walls.
Walls, okay.
We all come from that graffiti.
Uh-huh.
now some of us do paint more classic painting, and I think we still do graffiti together.
Why more classic painting? You got tired of? They got some people got tired of graffiti.
No, but not just the letters. You know, graffiti is a lot of letters,
right.
Characters. I love typography, calligraphy, but I try to go a bit to abstract painting also.
Okay,
you
okay.
Know, that's I work on a big canvas on the floor a bit, uh-huh. Like you know, action painting, right. Jackson Pollock, all that things.
Right.
And with big.
Brushes,
and big drips.
Are you serious? You do that? Looking at this tight, intricate, detailed.
Also, big splash and drips and big moves and both. That's the thing.
Okay, it says a lot about your personality.
Yes.
Introverted, extroverted, good balance.
Balance. My astrological sign is balance.
What is your sign?
Balance.
Which one is that? Pisces?
Yeah, which one? I don't know in English.
With the scales?
Yeah.
What is that, Hank? You know?
Very bad, very
sounds like my, I won't say it. Sun 7, it was a pleasure talking to you. And we're going to talk to some more of your colleagues.
Of course, I hope. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll see you at the opening tonight. New Landing, I believe is what your name is. I have a hard time with names, so why don't you tell the audience what your name is and...
It's my real name.
It's your real name, okay.
It's my family. My father is Irish, and my name is an Irish name.
Okay. Newland, okay. Now, you're one of the artists in the exhibition, which is why you're sitting here talking to me, right? For the interview. Okay, I guess I must explain to the radio audience that we'll have a little bit of a language interruption here because your English and French is what we're struggling with. So your colleagues are here today. You're part of the group of artists from Paris?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit about your work? It seems to be very different from most of the other work that I see here.
Because I make some painting, and I work with canvas,
okay.
And I'm painting. Painting.
Okay.
And I use this canvas for everything.
Okay.
Like I play with the material.
You play with material.
Yeah.
Okay. So the canvas is not just a ground for you to make a picture.
Yes, no.
Nope.
It's everything. You can make everything.
Sculpture. Furniture.
Yes.
Clothing.
You
make clothing with canvas?
Yes, yes.
And with paintings?
Clothing, and I draw on. And the canvas become the clothes, and the clothes become the canvas,
okay.
And everything. And you can see in the gallery, all good. You can see in gallery, you can see in the street.
Okay.
You can see art everywhere.
Okay. But this canvas is stuffed.
Yes.
Soft,
yes.
Right.
Like my painting is like a dream or... Dream when you sleep is white. The latter is white, is a little bit sweet or funny, or you can play, you can. It's not really, really serious. It's not.
It's not really serious.
It's not really serious.
So
it's just for the fun. You can make what you want, and you take a name, and you take material, and you. Make a sign.
Right.
You take a sign, a symbolic.
Okay.
Like a symbolic.
Like a what?
Symbol.
Symbol.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, TANC dot.
It's an artist.
That's an artist?
Yes. Street art artist.
Okay.
Is he? Is a tank? Is he?
Oh. You this is tank's work.
They work right here.
Okay, so you're doing.
I take his name.
The advertisement, the promotion.
Yes.
Wonderful. Is he paying for it?
He works in the street and works in my home with it.
Okay.
And we change.
But is this the way you and Tank work? You
we work to
collaborate on.
Yes, we live together.
Okay.
Yeah, and we work every day together.
That's interesting. So you're
I sleep with Tank, and I make
you promote it. Does Tank promote your work?
Yes,
also,
also my work. Change.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption. He was asking me for a drill.
Okay.
We're here at the installation of an exhibition called Street Life.
Street life, city life.
Okay. How long have you been doing this type of work? You look like